This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Recently, there has been a good deal of uncertainty when it comes to the dicamba products of Ugenta, Flexipan, and Extendamax. On June 3rd, these three dicamba products lost their approval rating from the EPA through a court order. However, farmers and applicators can still use these products for now, and there are three main important points of clarification. 1. Registered dealers can sell the affected products that they had on hand on June the 8th to end users through July 31st, the end user being a farmer or commercial applicator. 2. Farmers and custom applicators can still apply the affected products through July 31st, but these herbicides had to have been purchased before June 8th, or purchased from a Kansas registered dealer who received it before June 8th. And 3, all the regulations for the application that were in place before the court order are still being enforced by the KDA. It is important to note that the product Tavium, which is also an over-the-top dicamba soybean herbicide, was not affected by the court order. If someone has any questions about the dicamba regulations or advice on what herbicides can be used in place of these dicamba products, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.